from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 447 for Thursday, July 7th, 2022.
That's a lot of sevens. So you want to do it again?
No.
This week we have Lisa. Plus, banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, two new pens from Esterbrook, two new inks from Sailor, a new pencil from Retro 51, a contest winner, a new contest, plus a new rainbow from Twisby that is coming soon. This is usually where Brian tells me a joke. Did you bring a joke?
I'm here.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Eric.
Let me see if I can remember it now.
Okay.
What book did Tarzan write?
I have no idea.
Lord of the Swings. Lisa, so nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
How long have you been here and how long will you stay?
I'm going to be here for a little less than 24 hours.
A little less than 24 hours. I'm glad you could come be on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You arranged that well. You haven't seen this week's location bumper, but I know you looked down on this piece of paper here, right?
I cheated, yes.
Yeah, it is City Park in downtown Appleton.
I love City Park.
I like to call it Central Park because it's really centrally located. It's a nice square.
Okay.
You've done a podcast there.
We did.
You arrived on bicycles. I remember that.
That was fun.
This particular footage, Justin took mostly of the fountain, the focal point of the park, and it is called, it has a name, Ring Dance.
Well, I didn't know it had a name.
Now you know. Ring Dance. It was designed by sculptor Dallas Anderson, another Anderson. We had one last week, Gay Anderson, I'll fill you in later. The fountain sculpture was dedicated in August of 1996 and cost a whopping $483,000. That's a lot of pens. Or, as we'll find out this week, a lot of bottles of ink.
Okay.
The plaque on the ring dance sculpture proclaims, "Together in the dance of life, with ups and downs, our hearts grow wise and dreams come true."
It's a beautiful sculpture.
It's very nice.
It's beautiful.
It's children in a ring dance around, and just off to the side, not really where you could see it, Justin and I found it, is a sign that says, no playing in the fountain. And I'm thinking, well, they were getting...
At some point...
The kids are playing up there, but they can't... I don't understand. Yeah,
But if you have a sign that at some point kids were in there.
Very likely. Very likely.
Okay.
Anyway, I like that park.
Yep.
July. Welcome to July. Is National Ice Cream Month.
It's also the month of Celebrate My Birthday.
It's also the month of Celebrate Your Birthday. Are we doing that this week? The whole month?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the contest.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just jumping ahead. It's my birthday this month.
Well, I wasn't doing that this month, this week.
Okay, well, what are we doing this week?
This week. We'll get there. This month, July, is National Ice Cream Month. Sunday, July 17th, is National Ice Cream Day. We have both the National Ice Cream Day and month. For me, of course, every day is Ice Cream Day.
Yes. Yeah.
Today, July 7th, is International Peace and Love Day. International Peace and Love Day was introduced to the world by drummer Sir Richard Starkey. Starkey? Did you already see his name?
I did.
Who is it?
Ringo Starr.
Ringo Starr, yeah. Better known as Ringo Starr, whose birthday is July 7th.
Oh, wow.
Today, happy birthday, Ringo. 82 today.
Wow.
I had to throw this one in. This Saturday, July 9th, is National Dimples Day. On July 9th, we admire those who have an adorable natural indentation known as the dimple. Only 20 to 30% of the world's population has dimples. And
really?
We have somebody right in front of us, behind that camera, who has dimples. And I'm wondering, what are the odds of having both having dimples and being left-handed? Because that's Justin.
Lindsay has dimples.
Is she left-handed?
No.
Oh.
She's
having dimples and being left-handed, I guess that makes you an award-winning filmmaker. That must be the key. I don't have any dimples.
I don't think I do.
On YouTube.
Yes.
Last Friday, we published Steph's top orange inks.
I saw that.
Which I call flamboyant browns.
Yes, I saw that.
It's very popular. Very popular.
Well,
apparently, she missed
a
couple. Yes. Yeah, who doesn't love Steph? People have ideas of what the two main inks that she forgot on her list. But
Kin Mokuse.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Kin Mokuse.
So you were one of the comments. That's fine. That's fine. Steph, I've learned not to argue with her about colors. She's right. Yeah, she.
Okay,
she,
but
she's hard.
What was the other one that people thought?
I forget. Burnt orange, Gruff von Faber-Castell.
That is a nice one.
This Sunday there is no Sunday brunch, but that's not a surprise. We have been announcing that. Not tomorrow Friday, but next Friday, Brian and I are going to record something that's going to be fun and different.
I'm not buying you a drone.
Darn.
No, not buying you a drone.
Maybe Brian will buy the drone. I have an ink of the week.
Okay.
Do you, you can probably see the name right there, can't you? Can you see what it is over here? This is J. Urban Blue Azure.
That's pretty.
That is very pretty and very light.
Yes.
Very pale.
I have a prediction, though. Go ahead.
Okay. She has a prediction. I said it's a pale blue that is just calm and peaceful and lovely.
It's, I bet it rinsed off easily, though.
Well, cleanup was a 3. It came off just by looking at it.
Yeah.
It was very, very easy to clean up. It's a very, very light blue. Perhaps a sky blue? This the swatch
yeah.
there, the swab. It's not very easy for me to read, but I can read it. It's some things I can't. You put the light on it just right and...
Maybe well, if it was on white paper it would
might
pop
help.
A little bit yeah. more, but it is definitely very pale.
Very pale, but,
yes.
but gorgeous.
Very pretty.
Gorgeous.
Very pretty. And I'm a big fan of anything that cleans up easily.
Good flow. Of course, there's no feathering and no show-through whatsoever. Comes in the 30ml bottle. With a little pen rest that
Which
no pen
cute.
Fits on.
Right.
Maybe a dip pen. I don't know. Try it. Go ahead. I see you reaching for it. But you got to take the cap off. the cap is never going to. Okay. So if you just have to put it down for a second. And we sell the samples, 3ml samples.
Yes.
But it's a beautiful ink. I'm going to try it on white paper because I think it's very beautiful ink.
Maybe in a broad nib if you write really big. I mean, it is definitely very
this
pale.
This was a broad nib.
Oh.
this was a broad nib. Maybe that's why we can read it at all.
Yeah. It's definitely very light.
Very, very light, but
pretty.
But very pretty.
Very pretty.
Very pretty.
What do you call a shoe made of a banana? A slipper.
Lisa.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you... I'm going to say yes, but I don't know. Have you ever been to Key West?
Yes.
I figured as much.
We don't talk about that weekend.
No. What happens in Key West stays in Las Vegas.
No. Yes, I've
This just in, Esterbrook JR Key West Paradise Pens.
Yes.
They come in Purple Passion and Key Lime. I have the Purple Passion. You must have the Key Lime.
I have the Key Lime.
I've got a little Key Lime on the top in the finial. And you've got a little Purple Passion?
I do.
These came out last Friday.
These are great.
You and I both have the Fantasia.
Yes.
So we know the size.
Yes. I love the Key Lime color. It actually is very close to what you probably will think of for Key Lime Pie.
Oh, it kind of reminds me of jade.
It does.
A nice jade.
It does. But it's got some swirls. It's like if you had some creamy little...
Yep, swirls here too.
No, very well done.
Really nice.
I'm really impressed with the Esterbrook pens in general. I do prefer the JR size for my hand.
It fits fine in mine. I never post this.
I think the SD is a little too big for me. And this posts nicely. A little long, but...
Would you post it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a non-poster.
To post my pens. If they don't post, it's a deal breaker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell everybody all about these JR pens.
Please do.
These two new Paradise Collection pens are dedicated to Key West. The Esterbrook JR Paradise in Purple Passion is made of luminous purple acrylic with a lime green top finial, gold-plated clip and trim, and a gold-plated stainless steel nib. The Esterbrook JR Paradise in Key Lime is made of soothing bright green acrylic and with a contrasting purple finial, and again, gold-plated clip and trim, and a gold-plated stainless steel nib. The pens use a standard international cartridge or a converter, both of which are included. Nib sizes available in extra fine, fine, medium, broad, 1.1 stub, a journaler, and a scribe. If Brian were here, he would want me to remind you that the journal and scribe sometimes take some time to get.
Yes.
And since I'm
always
here,
more demand than supply.
Yes, always. But I'm a big fan of the journaler nibs. Since I'm here, I'll remind you not to forget the other Paradise pens, which is the Lemon Twist.
Yes.
I think my favorite because it's very happy. The orange sunset.
I like the
and
orange.
The blue breeze.
That is
it's
pretty.
Difficult for me to choose between those two, but I think lemon, if I could only choose one, I'd just probably choose a lemon.
Okay.
But the orange is very nice too.
It is.
So now they have five in this paradise line. What are we going to do next? Brian and I talked about it. Now they're here. You have Kentucky. I have Tennessee.
Yes.
The Sailor 50 States.
I'm excited.
You have Kentucky.
I have Kentucky, which is a bright green.
And I have a light blue, but not as light as the Urban
Azure.
Blue Azure.
The Blue Azure, I think, is a little more turquoise. This is a little more standard blue.
This one, the lines down here, I can read easily.
Yes.
But
yes.
This is, again, white paper.
Yes.
So they are
really
here.
Pretty.
I will remind everyone about Tennessee. The sounds of country music, Elvis Presley, and the Grand Ole Opry come to mind with thoughts of the great state of Tennessee. But did you know that this is also where cotton candy was invented?
I had no idea.
I had no idea. Until this ink.
Yes.
Nashville brought this festival favorite to life in the 1890s, often spun in soft blues and pinks. The comforting light blue colored Sailor Tennessee ink writes with visible pink undertones that will kickstart a craving for cotton candy. Pink undertones. You see them?
I did when it was laying down. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. A cotton candy, I usually see it in pink. But it does come in blue. I've seen it.
It does.
Surprise us with everything you know about Kentucky.
Ooh. Famous for the Kentucky Derby, top shelf bourbon, bluegrass, and the wildcats, Kentucky is a state with varied landscapes covered in wild green grasses. The friendly green color of Kentucky ink was chosen to honor this state's famous nickname, the Bluegrass State. Whether you're a fan of the races, the flavors, the music, or the sports, Sailor Kentucky Ink is sure to become a favorite in your collection.
It's a nice green.
It's a pretty color.
It's a spring green?
Like a spring green, yep.
Spring
it's
green.
Definitely bright. It's definitely not a deep forest green.
No. It's a happy green. But I'm going to try the blue. Okay. I'm going to try the blue.
All right.
I'm partial to blues. Don't know why. Not the music. Retro 51.
Yes.
What do you have over there?
I don't know.
You have a metalsmith pencil, Douglas.
Yes, this is new. I didn't even know these
came
out.
They had Douglas in the rollerball, but the pencil just came in.
Yes, very awesome. And like everything else, they come with extra.
Lots of ink.
Did I jump ahead of you?
You didn't jump ahead.
Lots of extra lead.
And a bunch of erasers. Someone's planning to make a lot of erasures on that.
I love the texture on this.
Yes, it's very nice. And the tube, of course.
Yes.
Which I use as a pen stand on the desk. That's where my palmer is.
Yes. There we go.
The Retro 51 Vintage Metalsmith Douglas Rollerball, not Rollerball, this is the pencil, is inspired by Frederick Douglass and features a computer-engraved texture design accented by antique copper trim. He doesn't have a top disc, does he?
No, he's got an eraser. The tube packaging matches the printed design of the pen and has his portrait on it. The rollerball has his portrait on the top.
I had the rollerball. You had the pencil.
I do.
Do you know the lead size in that pencil?
1.15.
She knows.
Big.
But wait, there's more. Before we started recording, the Pelican Edelstein Appetite was restocked.
It's all my fault.
So this is
pretty,
now
pretty
back
color.
In again.
Yes.
Every time it's come in, we've sold out so quickly. We haven't, I don't believe, sampled this yet.
I don't know.
All I know is
I'm stealing a couple for Chicago.
As you should. Very nice bottle, a lovely ink, ink of the year. Just get it while we have it. I'm hoping that one day they'll sample it so that I can use it for ink of the week. And in addition to that.
But wait. There's more.
A while ago, we talked here about something that was coming soon. It was four new Manyo inks.
Yes.
They're here. They Woo. Just arrived.
They did.
As I arrived, they arrived.
You were a little...
The only reason I don't like things arriving just before me is because I don't bring the notes.
You don't like to be surprised.
I'd rather
it's
have the notes.
It's kind of fun so, to watch Eric get a little...
Miffed, I think, as you say. Miffed.
Having to be
disappointed that I can't present
reconfigure your plans.
They have been reconfigured. Watch. I have the koke and the ayame. Okay. Ayame.
What do I have?
You have the hinoki and the fuji. And we're going to have Justin show pictures of these, and yes, Brian's going to tell us all about them.
So all four of these new Manyo inks are designed with dual shading properties that create an incredible depth in writing, calligraphy, and art. They are Manyo, forgive me if I butcher these, Ayame is a gentle gray-green that shades out to purples and grays. The Manyo Hinoki is a soft blue-gray with shades of purple and green. The Manyo Fuji is a lovely amethyst purple that exhibits violet and blue-violet shading. And the Manyo Koke is an aqua blue ink with shading to purples and some green. Four new inks will be in the now familiar 50 milliliter square bottle.
So we should thank Brian for talking us through that, since yes, I didn't have the information in front of me.
What else you got?
That's all I've got for Justin.
Why did the stadium get so hot after the game? Because all the fans left.
Lisa.
Eric.
We had a question contest survey type thing in last week's...
What do I win?
Yeah, everything. You win everything. The question was, and you get to answer it now.
Okay.
How many bottles of ink do you own? And this is not samples, bottles that have at least one more fill of it, for a pen in them.
Did I... personally, yeah, own for personally, my own personal use.
Yeah. Not this wall over here, no.
Four.
And this surprises me. I'm sure you have more than four of the Parker Penman.
I have three Parker Penman and one bottle of Herbin Rouge Grenat.
Four. Mrs. Anderson says four. This got quite a bit of attention in the comments section.
A lot of people have a lot of ink.
I was surprised.
How many do you have?
11. But I like, five of them are all one color because it's the one that has gone out of business.
Which one?
Blackstone Barrier Reef that just disappeared. So when I realized I was never going to be able to get it again, I bought them. I'll give you some stats.
Okay.
Of the people who responded, and there were quite a few, 24% claimed to have 1 to 10 bottles. So that's a good chunk.
Okay.
Quarter of us.
A quarter of us have.
16% claim 11 to 30.
Okay.
I guess I'm in there. You're in the 1 to 10. Another 24%, 31 to 50. 22% said 51 to 100.
Wow.
Which leaves 100 or more at 14%.
Wow.
I have had more than 11 bottles in my lifetime.
I mean,
I've never had over 100.
We have a couple bottles of certain inks that we've set aside, but I don't count that as, like, mine. But I personally have what I brought to Chicago that's mine for my own use. I have three bottles of Parker Penman, two Sapphire, one Emerald, and then I have my one bottle of Herbin, and everything else is...
You don't consider yours.
Samples, okay.
I'll give you... the most bottles in one collection claimed 408.
Oh, my God.
That was by Kevin Migdal, and I will say here, he commented, Eric, I have been using and collecting fountain pens for 50-plus years. I decided to go ahead and count the ink I
don't
have.
Don't do it.
I stopped counting at 400. Oh, I forgot the 8 bottles I have on my desk. I guess you could say I have a problem.
Yes.
However... We don't call this a problem,
no,
Mrs. Anderson.
It's not a problem.
However, it has been a process spanning 40-plus years. I enjoy your weekly podcast and Sunday brunch tremendously. Marilyn Gardner replied to Kevin saying, an average of 10 bottles a year sounds reasonable to me.
I was just going to say that.
That's a long time, so you get your 408 bottles. The total number of claimed bottles from everyone who... 4,169. I'm not sure there are that many on the ink wall behind me.
There might be.
I'm going to read some more comments. Ira Stone, poor Ira Stone. I made him count his notebooks and now...
Oh, no.
Ira Stone says, Eric, you're killing me. First it was the notebooks and now ink. I have 45 open bottles of ink, on my shelf. I have perhaps another 25 in a storage box in my closet. What am I going to do with them all? You're going to keep them and
ink
use
your
them.
Pens.
And ink your pens.
Use it.
Yeah, you're...
Ira, I know you have some pens.
Just a few.
And you have some notebooks that you need to fill.
There
just
you go.
Clean your pens, rotate them out.
Drew says, on advice of counsel, I decline to state how many bottles of ink I own. Trish W. says, I have 19, but I'm curious, is Marilyn G.'s ink collection as vast as her notebook collection? Marilyn had...
A few
I forget
notebooks?
How many. 400 some odd notebooks?
So if she matched her notebook with Kevin's bottles,
yeah,
they almost have like a one-to-one ratio.
Almost.
Yeah.
Then Marilyn came in to tell us, I have two bottles of ink on the way, and once they arrive, I will have 291 bottles.
Nice.
Oh, wait. Had to add my duplicate ink bottles. So it's actually 321. I see that at least a few people have had me beat. I think two had you beat, Marilyn.
And I bet Marilyn's going, oh, thank God, yeah, I'm not the highest.
I think you got the bronze medal on this one. Steve Moss says, the easy answer for me is too many. The precise answer is 87. 87. I think when you wrote that, Steve, you thought you were in. Many people have more than you, Steve.
Well, is that just Steve's or is that Steve and Sherry's?
He didn't, no, I'm sure
he didn't
just
specify.
Steve. I'm sure it's just Steve.
Okay.
BJ Engel says, I'm fairly new to the hobby that is fountain pens. Somehow I have managed to acquire 10 bottles of ink already. I think I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Absolutely.
You're in trouble. Marnie Schmidt said, well, crap. 92 bottles of ink. The majority of which are unopened.
Use your ink, Marnie. Use your ink.
Friedrich D. left a comment for which I had to use math, and I will read it. He said, 151 25 mil bottles and 211, I think there may be more, 4-ounce bottles and 13 8-ounce bottles of ink. Oh, there's a couple 2-ounce bottles, a few 1-ounce bottles, and maybe 4 or 5 30 mil bottles. I may need an intervention. I put you down for 384. That was how my math showed.
Oh, my gosh.
Stephanie Jung says, I finally counted my ink bottles, something I've dared not do, and came up with 97. Some I haven't used in years. Please don't ask about my ink samples. There are too many.
Yes.
We will one day get to ink samples. Yes, we will. I have a winner of last week's contest, which is, of course, a $20 gift certificate credit to your Anderson Pens account. And the winner is... Augustine Mario Ascanio. I only have 14 bottles of ink. Happy birthday, Mr. B. Anderson.
14?
14. That's more than I have. And more than you have.
But less than if you and I put ours
That's
together.
That's true. I was just
there
doing the math, and you already got it.
Nice.
Augustine, just write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and we will take care of putting that $20 credit on your account. I have some follow-up comments.
4,169 total bottles accounted for,
reported. And not everyone comments.
Right.
We get over 2,000 views, but we don't get 2,000
right.
people. So
I think people, you know, there's something to be said for not counting. You don't want to know.
Well, I think it's okay to know because there's no shame in it.
Whether
it's
not.
4 or 400.
40 or, yeah.
If they make you happy and...
But use them. I'm a big fan of, I think you should use them.
But this is like new for you.
What?
Because your Penman, your Sapphire, Penman Sapphire, whatever, you were saving that.
I was hoarding my Parker Penman Sapphire for years. And then I had a bottle of Ackerman that Brian had bought me years ago. And it went bad. Now, it had been, in defense of Ackerman, it had been sitting out on a shelf that was getting light in my office. And so it really kind of prompted me to rethink the hoarding of the ink. And so I actually use it now.
Yeah, as you should.
And when it's gone, it's going to be
gone.
And in Chicago, I've given a couple samples out.
I bought those 5 or 6 bottles of the Barrier Reef that I really like. Mm-hmm. When they're gone, they're gone. I'm not going to be able to replace them. Follow-up comments. Paper, Pens, and Coffee said, are you going to be open this Saturday, July 3rd, wanting to take a trip to your store this Saturday? I did not see this until Tuesday, I'm afraid. So
we
it was
open.
Too late. Every Saturday. The store's open every Saturday from 10 to 2 here at Appleton. And if it's for some reason not going to be, we start announcing that weeks ahead of time here on the podcast because Brian did just take a Saturday.
Yes, to go to a
But that was a very unusual circumstance.
Yes.
So I'm sorry we didn't get to answer that before. I hope you did make it. Pondering Geek What leather notebook is Eric using? Is it available for sale on the Anderson Pen site?
This is
my Hobonichi cousin cover in black leather. It is not currently available. However, Hobonichi's coming back this year.
I know. I'm super excited.
It comes in the cousin size and also the techo size.
Yes.
Also in black leather. Very nice leather. Very nice cover. You should absolutely get one. We usually get a couple of each. They come in different colors.
Yes. And it's different every year, but black is almost always yeah, every year.
Yeah. Via email, I got the following. In going through my ink bottles for last week's podcast question, I discovered a few old Schaefer bottles in which the ink had dried up or become much more concentrated due to evaporation. I wonder if you might address the question of whether I can safely restore these inks by adding water, as well as any caveats or tips, if that is a reasonable thing to do. And I am going to answer it first, because my first thought was, if they were mine, and you can't harm them at this point, I would start adding drops of distilled water to them and see if I could reconstitute them. Do you have an answer?
I would do the same thing.
Okay.
Definitely give it a good stir regularly with like a coffee stirrer or a straw, something like that.
Not just a shake of the bottle?
No.
Oh, don't shake the bottle.
Well, I would just stir it so that you get any sludge or any particulate mixed up if you can. And then when you take the straw or the stirrer out, you could see if there's anything still left on there.
There might be something.
And when you shake it, you know, it gets all bubbly and... I'm not an advocate of shaking your ink bottle.
Okay, so you'd stir it with...
I'd stir
perhaps
it.
Perhaps a wood...
Something.
Wood coffee stirrer.
Most importantly, does it smell funny? Is there any slime or mold? Some inks you can reconstitute easily. Some do not reconstitute as well. If the ink doesn't reconstitute, if it's one of the old Schaefer bottles with the bird's nest well on the side, just clean it out and reuse it because those bottles are great.
Okay.
All right.
So, I mean, you can't hurt. I mean, it's already...
At this point, it's already...
It's not usable as it is. So, but distilled water. I would say distilled.
Okay.
New contest. I have a new contest.
All right.
And we're going to be counting again, but it's not a huge project. Just want you to count.
It might be for some people.
It's true. I don't know. How many pens do you have that are currently inked? But there's a part two. Of those, how many are probably dried by now? Because, you know, sometimes you ink a pen, you're going to use it, and then you put it down and you forget. And so I probably have a couple that are dry. Yeah, because it happens.
Really?
You ink too many pens, two get kind of ignored.
You only have a handful of pens.
They're all inked.
Clean your pens, people. I'm a big fan of cleaning your pens.
How many pens do you currently have inked? And part two, how many of those probably have dried out? Five inked and zero dried out?
Yes. Put me down for five and zero.
She's a hero. So just comment below in the comment section.
Do I have to type and stuff? Can't you just add me?
You don't get to win this.
I don't want to win. I'm just going to participate.
Okay, you participate.
I'm just happy to be here.
The prize will be a $20 gift certificate credit to your Anderson Pens account. Mrs. Anderson.
Yes, sir.
Twisby announced something.
I know. I'm so excited.
I'm very excited about this. Do you know what it is?
I do.
What is it?
It's the Twisby 580 in iris.
In iris.
Woo!
My information said it's a diamond 580, which I think has facets or something.
Yes.
And in iris, like the 700 came in iris, it will have rainbow frosted clip, trim, and nib. Do you see something wrong in my information here?
Yes, it's not actually frosted.
Oh, that's... What is it then?
It's shiny, according to the pictures.
But it's the same as a 700.
The
iris.
700 is frosted.
It is frosted. This one is not.
It looks shiny.
Oh, it looks shiny.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, but it's going to have the rainbow effect.
Yes, it's going to have the rainbow effect
on the tip of the nib.
The tip, the very tip of the nib, the section, the ring by the turning knob...
The cap ring, too.
Yes.
And the clip.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Because all we've seen are pictures.
Correct.
But if it's anything like the 700,
it's going to be
very nice.
Yes.
Twisby Diamond 580 will come in clear acrylic, which means you can see your ink in there. It's a piston, which I'm sure you don't like to see. But
you know, I have a Twisby now.
You have? Which one?
I got the Eco in jade.
So you can't see your ink?
I can.
You can see your ink.
Because it's clear. It just has the jade. Oh.
So I thought you didn't like to see.
I don't.
Yeah. You're making an exception?
I talk to Philip fairly regularly, and I'm always giving him a hard time about, you know, I love...
And Philip is?
Philip Wang of Twisby.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like, I love your pens, but I don't like clear pens, and I don't like pistons, but I love the jade. So he's like, okay, I'm hanging up now.
I'm hanging up.
But I love that jade color, which is discontinued. And so before they were gone, since I have Ecos down in Chicago, I took a jade and in an extra fine, and I like it a lot. I've inked it with Sailor Ink Studio 162.
This is one of the five that are inked and not dried out?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The Diamond 580 Iris will have nib sizes available, extra fine, fine, medium, broad, and a 1.1 stub. Pre-sales will start July 13th, which is this coming Wednesday. And the official launch is July 15th, a week from tomorrow. So it's Friday of next week, and that's when we can actually ship them.
Correct.
We should have them before that day. So you buy on Wednesday. We can ship on Friday. From Twisby, due to logistic and production delays, bottlenecks, inventory for the first few batches of this pen will be limited. And if it does anything like the 700, it'll just go. So be sure to sign up for back in stock notifications on our website to be among the first to know when the pens arrive.
Yes. And, you know, Twisby is doing everything they can to keep up with these things, but they just can't control.
Some things they can't control.
Certain things, yeah. Like all the other vendors. Everybody's struggling.
Right. This is true for everybody at the moment.
Yes. But this looks gorgeous.
But we'll have some. For sale, pre-sales, next Wednesday.
I will have some in Chicago.
You'll have some in Chicago.
I will.
Oh, fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, keep the people in Chicago very happy. Can you read that line?
Which line?
Thanks for joining us.
I can.
Okay, go for it.
Thank you for joining us.
You get the next one, too.
Tune in next time for more talk about pens, paper, and ink.
You switched words.
I did.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Is there a store in Chicago?
There is a store in Chicago.
Tell me all about it.
People complain they can't find it. It is inside the Palmer House Hilton on the street level, on the ground floor.
What is it? Hours? What are the hours?
9:30 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday and noon to 4 on Sunday.
So it's open 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
7 days a week. If you're here, who's there right now?
Brian.
Oh, okay. Does it have a website?
It does. chicago.andersonpens.com.
Like this video, please, and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. And let me see, since you stayed with us this long, if I have a little gem. I do. I try not to make blanket statements, but duvets are warmer than quilts. Bye.